Hello,
I can hear you. I hear a lot of noise.
I hear a lot of noise.
Okay, that's probably me. This is Tina. I just got out of class, so I'm riding in the rain.
Oh,
that's probably me.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay, thank God.
You be careful out there in that rain, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Be careful out there.
All right. Okay, Tina, we're going to let you skip tonight since you're driving and it's raining all here.
Okay, you want me? I'm okay, Uncle Robert. I can go ahead and do it.
Okay, go up then.
All right. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, Jesus, he loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible, it tells, for the Bible, tells me so. God bless you.
Thank you, Tina. Okay, our opening prayer tonight is going to be coming from Sandra Yeltsin.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you on this day. Lord, we praise you and adore you. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you, O God, that we are gathered together tonight for another Bible study, Father, to hear what you have to say with us. We want what you have to say to us. We want you, O God, to speak to us, speak to our hearts, Almighty God. We want you to feed us from your manna on heaven. We want to sup at your table, drink of your living water always. Every day we need it, O God. We thank you for your protection over us, O God, no matter the storm. Oh, God, no matter the dry desert, no matter the pit that we might be in or the giant we face, we know that you're always bigger and greater than anything that we come up against, oh, God. So we thank you, oh, Father. And we say, speak, Lord, to us, oh, God. We love you and praise you. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, everyone joining, oh, God. We thank you for family. Oh, mighty God, we're all your children, your sons and daughters, and you are the Most High, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Lord
and the blood still saves, oh God. And we praise you and love you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Okay, we'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday Night Bible Study. But we're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And our speaker tonight, our teacher tonight, going to be Reverend Maddie. We're going to turn it right over to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for another Thursday night. And thank God for what's already taken place, the song, Jesus, He Loves Us. We can make it personal and say that Jesus loves me. And we can stay there every day and not feel bad about it. Because that God's word that's so. Thank God for the prayer standing and that the Lord blessed and allowed her to speak. And I prophetically, I believe, because He is waiting for us to listen to what he has to say in this time here. Now, I just thank God for the Thursday night family and our opportunity we have to keep coming together to hear what the Lord is saying. And this past Tuesday morning, and I was praying, it was September the 23rd, during my prayer time, I heard the Lord say, today is the beginning of a new season. Y'all probably have heard me say it more than one time, because during my prayer time or my quiet time, many times I do hear the Lord speaking in my spirit some things that I put in my journal, and then when he allowed me to, I'll share it with the body of Christ. And this is one of the things I felt like I needed to share today, because I found out later that afternoon that Tuesday was the beginning of the Jewish calendar. It was the first day of the year on the Jewish calendar. Well, I know very little about the Jewish calendar, but I do know that according to the word, the Jews are God's chosen people, and we are his chosen people also, believers. And so that kind of is why I'm sharing this, because in this new season, what I feel like the Lord would have us to do is to redirect our focus and guard our thoughts. No, one thing. But the second thing I believe that he would have us to learn how to reposition ourselves in prayer. And scripture is in Philippians, the fourth chapter, and you actually begin at the fourth verse, but I won't get to read, well, we'll see. I won't get to read it all, I don't think, but anyway, from the fourth verse, the fourth chapter, Philippians, fourth chapter, beginning at the fourth verse down through verse 9 is the scripture that we need to pay attention to. As believers, we need to guard our thoughts as well as our mind, our focus, and I think they all run together. The reason to say that is because right now it seems that we are paying more attention to the things going on around us than we are what God said in his word, which pulls us away from what he has given us to keep us strong and keep us walking in his will, so that we can hear him clearly and know what it is we need to do. As he said, there for everything there's a time and a season. And every season there's things that God wants his people to do to make a difference in the advancement of the kingdom or just in the world itself. And so when we walk in the and it is a faith journey, but as we walk through this on our faith journey, there are some things that Paul said in Philippians fourth chapter that encourages. He encouraged the Philippian church, and I believe that it will also encourage us if we pay attention. And one of the things he said, rejoice in the Lord. And if you have a pencil and can write some of this down or go back and reread it, that and then spend some time meditating on it, because that's the only way we're going to know what is it God saying that we need to do in this season. So to redirect our focus, we need to put our mind on the things that God has said, put it on. I'm going to go down to verse 8 and read that, and then I may come back up to some other things. But it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, I that's what the word say. That's what the word tell us to do. But I believe we seem to be putting more of our mind spent focusing on what's going on around us in the world right now. I believe we spend more time during the day thinking about all the injustice that we see, all the killing that we hear and see, and all the shootings, the killings, the news that they are gathering to say that what they think might happen in the future, instead of filling our mind, that's pulling our attention away from filling our mind with what God told us to think on, because this stuff helps us to be fearful and, you know, it's like to be out of focus. So when God is trying to get our attention, it's a little difficult for us to think, have our thoughts going in two directions at the same time. Matter of fact, it won't happen. And if our mind is on the things that we see and hear every day from the news media, on the internet and so on, then we're not spending much time thinking about the things that God had told us to think about. Because I can assure you that the news, the things that we listen to in the news are not honest. Most of it is not honest reports. It's most certainly a lot of unjust things. And it's not pure. It's not lovely. And it's not a good report. And so therefore, we are missing out on what we need to keep to feed our spirit, to keep us strong, by paying attention to what's going on in the world instead of focusing daily on what God told us to do in the Word. And, you know, it's never too late to change our course of direction, because if we pay attention to what he's saying tonight, and then not that we haven't read the scripture, I know we have, but we need to go back and learn how to guard our thoughts through the scripture and therefore keep our focus on what God would have us to see and know and be aware of instead of what man is doing right now. And we know there's a lot of things that sometimes I believe we need just turn TV off or turn the radio off or maybe to turn on the, if you have the books that you can listen to on the radio, even when you're riding, listen to some of the books of the Bible while you're riding and you know, going from perhaps one place to another instead of listening to the news. We need to pay attention to what God is saying. During this season, it definitely that some things are going to change, and we're going to be aware of what is going on and how to be a part of it. We're going to have to follow God's word. And he definitely said that we are supposed to pay attention to what is true, and in one verse, I think it's NIV, it might say Nova, but whatever it say is that we don't listen to 24 hours of the news, because that is not anything that's going to help us even sleep good at night. I believe maybe some people is having problems sleeping, insomnia, because they're listening to the 11 o'clock news before they go to bed at night. You listen to the news, then you turn over, try to go to sleep. Do you know who's going to be right there to keep you from sleeping? Well, if you know we have some enemies, then you know who I'm talking about. And we need to praise God. We need, and ain't no praise in what we hear on the news. I mean, we ain't praise God for that. But so we need to learn how to praise him daily so we can stay focused, so we can hear him, and we can know that even now, in the midst of all that's going on, God is still God. He have not changed. He will not change, and he have not turned the universe over to nobody. He is still God of all things. And those are the things that we need to stay focused on so that we don't get caught up in. And depression right now, you know, depression, people is having great, dealing with depression, dealing with suicide, you know, and I believe part of our problem with our health also come from not staying focused in the Word. Because he tells that Jesus died for our sin, so, you know, that sin debt's already paid. The scripture tells us how we are to obtain salvation, And that's by faith through Christ, the grace of God, and not in works that we've done. I don't care how long we've been in church. It's about whether we have repented and confessed our sin, asked forgiveness for it, and accepted the gift of the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the debt to be paid. Also, we need to be aware of the fact that if we don't guard our mind, then we are prey for the enemy to have us not only where we are not able to be a part of what God's doing in advancing the kingdom, but we are not able to fulfill our purpose. And each one of us have one. And we say that it was given to us, that we were predestined before we were born, that God had a purpose for us while we were here. And so when we follow his word and do what he tells us to do, we will know how to fulfill that promise. And that's what it should be about. As we go about our day, let's be aware of our faults. When we see God's hand in our life, we can count our blessings and worship him. And when we can also reposition ourselves in prayer, and that's another whole lesson, because think about when Daniel prayed and he said that his answer was held up 21 days. The enemy held the answer up. I believe that some of the things that we are looking for answers for that is being held up. And the angel Michael had to come and fight with the prince of the air so that Daniel's answer could be released. So I believe we're waiting for some answers that's already left heaven. But because we're positioned in the wrong, we are wrongly positioned in the spiritual realm, and we are not able to receive what it is we've been looking for. So when we look at what the words say, every answer we need, every question we have has an answer, and every answer we need is in the word. So when we go from Genesis to Revelation, then we can find out what it is we need, what God is saying to do according to what the seasons is and what the situation we're dealing with. And all we have to do is guard our thoughts and keep our mind focused on the things that bring us peace, joy, and help us to see God's hand at work. And when we do that, we're not only going to bless ourselves, but we're going to be able to help somebody else walk in the blessings of the Lord also. So I pray, go back and read the scripture again, Philippians 4, from verse 4 to 9. And then just, not just read it one time, meditate on it and study it, you know. It said we're to study the word to prove ourselves, not to debate the word, but we need to know what we need to know so we can stay connected to the vine, because that's the only way we're going to have fruit. And without fruit, we said we will be cut down and cast into the fire. As a matter of fact, the fruit has to withstand the fire, or else we won't have no reward for what we've done. And when we do it God's way, there will always be a reward, because that's his promise. So tonight, as to go back and in chapter 10 of the book of Daniel, you can read about the story where he was talking about the angel and the answer and the 21 days and everything that you need to know about that. And it will help you to understand how to position ourselves in prayer. And in Ephesians chapter, I think it's chapter 2 and maybe verse 6, that it tells us that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So we need to know that. And when we understand where we are seated and who we are and whose we are, then we can begin to learn how to pray from that position, and not where we are now. Our prayers are not actually as effective as they should be, and not as fervent as they need to be. So if we go back and read the scripture, meditate on it, let God speak to you, this is a new season. And God is going to do some things that we haven't seen happening lately, but let's be a part of it. And the way we can do that is guard our thoughts, stay in the word. All right. God bless you. Back to you, Robert.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, sis, for those encouraging words. And tonight, 30 seconds is going to come from Sandra Maynard.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I will be reading from God's Words of Life on Love, Luke 6 and 35. And it says, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, this time we're going to go ahead and open the lines up for inputs and updates.
Good evening. This is Mari. How's everybody doing? I just want to, because of the things that's going on in this world today, I just want to send out prayers to the family of the, I believe it's five young men that were lynched, and I know the family probably needs support, so I just ask for all of us to pray for their family. And the second thing is what Reverend Maddie was speaking about tonight in Ephesians 6:14. It says, as part of the spiritual armor, believers are instructed to stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waist.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank God for you.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Deborah Jackson. Good evening.
Good evening.
Family. I just want to thank God for being able to be of a listening ear tonight. I appreciate what Mother has said because it's been a blessing to me. I read that sometime this week. God put it in my spirit too. And I've been, you know, trying to do those things, think on things that are pure, honest, and true. And on church, pray for me. Just constantly keep me in your prayers. It means a lot. I might not say much. Sometimes I say a lot. Sometimes I can't. But tonight, I just give God the glory because I'm feeling good in my spirit and flesh. I got a little pain, but it ain't nothing compared to what I've been having. And I just thank God because he's preparing me for this weekend. I'm supposed to be with my family for a nice family reunion. Pray for me, Burwell, and all us, Charlotte, all us, whoever that's going. Help us to pray for Mother. She's going to be out this weekend. And pray that we all show love one to another. Stand together because the Bible, I don't know if it's in the Bible or it's just a quote. Together we stand, divided we fall. Help us to show love. Even though we may have differences, we may have different situations, but help our families to stick together with your family. Because your family is given, your friends are chosen, but your family is given. So stick close to your family and God. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. Okay, line still open. No more input. Go ahead.
Good evening. I just want to thank everyone for keeping Marlon, Lovett, and Regina in your prayers. He is still going through he's gotten his prosthesis. He is walking a little bit. He's taking one day at a time. Just keep him in your prayers that he's continuing to move forward. And thank you all for your prayers.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. God is good.
Okay. No input, updates. We're going to proceed right to roll call. Okay. Look like I'll be up again tonight. Okay, Leanne Virginia Brown. And by the way, last week we had 36 people on. Dennis and Sandy Everson.
Here.
Okay, Richard and Willie Mae Jones.
Can someone turn their TV down, please?
Okay, Barbara Williams. Barbara Williams.
I'm here.
Okay. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Here.
Ken and Colin Brown.
Here.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine Johnson. Okay. Sharon Street.
Here.
Okay. Charlotte. Okay. Tangela.
Here.
Darren.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
And Anisha.
Ashante.
Ashante.
Ashante. Here.
Okay. Tim. Tina Strong. Charles.
Here.
Miss Jessie?
Here.
Francis Clark?
Here.
Michael Green?
Here.
Tonya W. Fran? Lisa? Evelyn C. Martina Yellison.
She's here.
Okay. And Janet Armstrong. Okay.
Did you get Janet Shambly?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Regina Lovett.
Regina Lovett, okay.
Did you hear me, Uncle Robert?
What now?
Lorraine Jones.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Okay. Moving right along. We want to wish Dennis Yelverton, a belated birthday. His birthday was last week, and we failed to recognize it. So we're going to say happy birthday to you tonight.
Happy birthday, Dennis.
I also think Darren has a birthday before we get together again, Robert.
Okay.
So I think Darren had one on the 30th. So we can need to wish him a happy birthday today, night too.
Yeah, he
happy birthday.
A lot of September babies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, next week, opening pool up, Linda Hodge. 30 seconds, Miss Jesse. Okay, and on that note, we're going to turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another Bible study. We thank you for our teacher tonight bringing forth the Word of God. We thank you for the strength that you've given her. God, we thank you for what we have heard tonight. Declare our mind, God, and think on things of above, God. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us and guide us and direct our paths. We thank you for this day, God. You are a deliverer. Oh, God, you created this world. You know exactly what we are going through. God, if any sin in our life, God, Lord, we ask you to strengthen us and renew our mind, renew our heart, Jesus. Lord, and give us a forgiving spirit, God. Oh, God, and loose us and set us free, God, that we can serve you, oh, God, the way that you want us to serve you. I thank you for everything I heard tonight, God. Let it sink deep in our soul, God. Lord, that we'll be a doer of the word and not just a hearer, God, that we are fulfilled and walk in your commandment, God. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's on the line and the one that could not be on the line. But I thank you in advance for all the distraction that's come about us, God. Lord, we ask you to bless us in spite of, God, the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you came that we might have life and that more abundantly, God. And Lord, we thank you for everyone. We thank you for your healing power, God, for each and every one of us, God. Lord, we thank you for Deborah Jackson, Lord. God, we ask you to continue to give us strength. Continue to touch her body, God. Oh, God, and heal it completely. Move every cancer cell out of her body. Let it go back to the pits of hell, God. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God. And we thank you for the deceased family. Lord, comfort them, God. Be with them. God, we know that you are able, God. You got all the power in your hand, God. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. You said in all things give thanks, but this is the will of God. Lord, I thank you, God, for this day, God, a day that we've never seen before. God, I ask you to be with us. You said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Be with us even as we sleep through the night, God. Oh, God, I ask you to give us that sweet sleep, God. Oh, God, and touch our mind, God. Don't let the enemy come in and destroy us, God. But we love you. We appreciate you, God. We thank you for salvation, sanctification, and the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us into all truth, God. And I thank you today for everything that was said tonight. Every encouragement word, God. Help us to love one another, God. Oh, God, and we give thanks, God, for what you have done for us this day, God. Remember all the children, God, the one that got angry, God, and bitter, God, because of the situation, God. Oh, God, and I know that you are able, God, to work it out for them, God. In the name of Jesus, every marriage, God, Lord, keep it together, God. Don't let the enemy destroy it, God. Bless us, God. Lift us up, God. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. God, we ask you to do it tonight, Lord. We're looking for you, God, to move in a mighty way, God. If our mind is crowded, God, Lord, we ask you to move all distraction from us, God. We give you the praise. We'll lift you up, God. We glorify you, God. God, and we'll magnify your name, God. Oh, God, above your name, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this night, God. Lord, remember our family reunion, God. Continue to give us love for one another, God. Oh, God, let there be no confusion, God. Lord, bless the one that travel up and down the dangerous highway, God. Lord, and watch over us, God. Oh, God, help us to love you and serve you more and more. I thank you for this day, God. Thank you for this opportunity, God. God, you said everything that have breath, God, you want us to praise you, God, give you honor today, God. Lord, we love you, God. God, if they're discouraged, God, let them lift you up, Jesus. You are with us, God. Oh, God, we hold, you hold all power in your hand, God, and I thank you tonight, God, for this Bible study, God. Continue to be with us, God. Oh, God, we love you, God. We appreciate you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for everything that was said, God. You said, let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable, God, in thy sight, God. And we thank you tonight. We praise your name, God. We give you the glory, God. We can't do nothing without you, God. God, you said you would lead us and guide us, God.
Hallelujah.
God, do it for us right now, God. Oh, God, help us, God. If they're sick, God, heal their body, God. Lift them up, God. We praise your name, God, and give you all the glory. I thank you tonight, God. We ask all these blessings in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. The love of the Lord.
Give the glory.
Thank you
very well. Thank you for those in prayer.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the line tonight. And we look forward to having everyone back next week. And with that said, we'll say good night to everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.